The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
If we hear tornado sirens, I promise all of you can fit in the basement. We did clean it out recently, so it's nice and free of fake flowers. So good. The gospel that we hear today is so important to our archdiocese, but really to the whole church. This is the gospel that inspired Archbishop Coakley to put forth the mission for all of us, which of course is the mission of Jesus for the church. It is a missionary call that guides all of our apostolic and pastoral work. Go make disciples. Jesus commissions his disciples, his apostles, his chosen ones to do this very thing. Go make disciples. Baptize in the name of the Holy Trinity. Teach the faith, and I will be with you. Jesus will be with us. The primary element, then, of making disciples in the church is the proclamation of the gospel. Proclaiming God's love to the world. Proclaiming the truth of how God reveals himself to us in time, in the history of salvation, and personally to us in prayer. Today we want to consider then the beauty of how God reveals himself to the world, especially as a trinity of persons. And so Jesus commands us, as he commands his apostles, baptize the nations in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We are called to proclaim God to the world, who reveals himself to us as a relationship of persons. You could even say as a family of persons. This community, divine community, as a relationship of persons, and he is a triune God, since God reveals himself to us as a trinity of persons. This reveals a great truth about us as human persons. Look at this second reading. Remember it, if you can, in your mind. St. Paul says, "We do not receive a spirit of slavery, but a spirit of adoption." In baptism, we are adopted. We are claimed forever by God, claimed by the Father as adopted sons and daughters. We become sons in the Son, children of God, through sacramental grace. Because of the truth of God revealing himself to us as a relationship of persons, we have our identity through this trinity of persons, particularly in the Father. To the Father, through the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we are sons and daughters of God. And so we have to contemplate this beautiful Trinitarian dogma with the beauty of all prayer and supplication existing within the church, the world, and within the presence of God. When we pray the Holy Mass, we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When we receive a blessing, we invoke the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we begin our daily prayers, again, we begin with invoking the Holy Trinity. God exists within the church's life, within the church's prayer, worship, within all things. God within this life, God is pursuing us, calling us into this great community of love that is his nature, and calling us into the life of his divine family. When we need to turn to God, trust in God, when we worship God or invoke his name, we turn to the triune God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, right? We begin all prayers, end all prayers, even the greatest prayer, turning to God. All prayer is Trinitarian. All prayer. So if you focus on the Father in your prayer, great. If you focus on Jesus, good. If you focus on the power of the Holy Spirit, great. But it's not ever at the exclusion of any of them. All prayer is Trinitarian. God exists within the beauty and relational nature of that prayer. All our prayers and needs ultimately then address the Father who loves us, the Son who saves us, the Holy Spirit who guides all our work. We do not receive a spirit of slavery, but a spirit of adoption, a spirit of freedom and peace, a spirit that urges the soul and mind and body to proclaim Jesus. When we celebrate this great solemnity, the solemnity or feast of the Holy Trinity, it is a celebration of being sons and daughters of God. We are a part of the Trinitarian life. God doesn't stand far off from us. No, he welcomes us into his life, into his eternal love. We belong to God. Jesus asks his apostles in this gospel to go and baptize the nations, invoking our triune God. Go and baptize, anoint, bless, and teach the world about God. Jesus has shown us the power of being the church together. Jesus has shown us the beauty of his love. Jesus has shown us the truth of our creation. He has revealed to us the origin of our existence. We are created in the image and likeness of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are created then to be part of a family, a union of persons, the one God in three persons. What a beautiful faith. What a beautiful thing that God has revealed to us. especially within the person of Jesus, who took it one step further. He became like one of us in the incarnation. And so what do we do today? We turn to God with great trust and gratitude. We heed the call of Jesus to proclaim God's presence and love to the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.